Sit quietly. Take a few deep breaths. Begin to open yourself wide as a pillar of light. As you expand your heart, anchoring it down all the way through your pillar, all the way into the earth, supported by the earth beings of light. Feel your connection more directly now to the earth, as if you're anchoring deeper than ever before, so that you feel solid and stabilized. And feel your pillar of light extending from your heart all the way upward into the universe and beyond. And feel supported by the beings of the higher realms, so that you know that you're not alone. This may be a time period right now where you've been feeling a little bit more alone. In a sense, it's been designed for you to feel what comes up for you around your direct connection to God, Goddess, all that there is. To become more aware of how, to what degree, you actually do feel and trust in your connection to everything that there is, knowing that you're not alone. So expand your pillar of light out as far as you can go in all directions from the heart flame, connecting to the unified field so that you're held and embraced through absolute love from the divine, emanating within, emanating without, allowing your own divine presence to be felt and to be seen and heard and experienced by you. And as you breathe, begin to become more and more aware of your own presence. And as you feel your own presence, feel the heaviness and the lightness of being simultaneously. So you can feel a sense of being human, in human form, physical form, at the same time as becoming more aware of your etheric energy, but in this human form, taking that shape. Feel that your own body is truly your ally. It knows how to heal itself, and begin to recognize that and acknowledge that so that your own being can live in this home for your soul, for your divine presence to be in on the physical plane, living in and expressing through fully. So as you breathe, it's as if you could lift the veils that you hide behind, the screens, the veils, the walls, that keep you bound, keep you more confined. And your perception may even keep you feeling safe. This is a time now for liberation. It is about freedom. And it's about the freedom by liberating yourself, letting go of all the shackles of your own perceptions in your mind, in your thoughts. All those perceptions and belief systems that may have even been passed down through family, through lineage, that may have been passed down through all of humanity. Now is the time to become more aware of yourself, to become aware of who you are in your fullness. As if you could let go of all the edges around you that keep you boxed in. Now knowing that you can go outside of this box You can go beyond where you've ever gone before. You become more expansive. And as you become more open, you may perceive yourself as being vulnerable, in your perception weaker, meaning that you're not guarded. But this is a time now on the planet for you to let down your guard. Even if it's a little bit every day, imagine that something is moving down further into the earth, and that wall or veil starts to reveal who you are to yourself first, so that you yourself can get used to who you are in your truth. It's as if you're shedding a skin, going through a transformation. But as you're transforming, more of your light is coming outward into every part of your being. And as you begin to unveil yourself, it's as if you're coming into a birth, a rebirth, as if you're reinventing yourself, coming into yourself and out into the world in a very particular way now that would work better for you, where you'd feel more at ease because you'd be more in true alignment with the truth of who you are, without having to prove anything to yourself or others, just allowing yourself to be. So take a few deep breaths and just feel yourself, just allowing yourself to be. And each breath that you take helps you to allow yourself to lower the guard, which is beginning to help you to start to trust in this openness. Again, make sure your pillar of light is expanded in all directions. And know that you're being supported by the grace of all that there is. And you're being infused with the vibration of grace, which brings a gracefulness, being filled with grace, which helps you to flow with ease, feeling an inner and outer sense of peace, perhaps for the first time ever. Even if you get a glimpse of this for the first time, you will then have a reference point to go back to. So as you breathe, find that every part of you that's been holding on to fear, confusion, or anything that keeps you bound, anything that keeps you in a perception of limitation, anything that keeps you from being everything that you are in truth. As if all of that, it's as if it's melting away and you begin to emerge. And even in a sense of feeling a bit raw, it's more like a snake that represents transformation as it sheds its skin. It just knows that it's sloughing off the old, sloughing off anything that doesn't need to be brought with it as it moves forward. So it just allows itself to move through that old skin. And it just comes out completely with exactly what it needs at this time, which is everything that it is in truth, as if it's grown beyond where it has been before. And it's a natural progression. And the skin just lets go as it lets go of the skin. It's a choice, but it's a natural way of being. So imagine yourself being blessed with this flow of platinum light, a liquid light that goes through you and around you, cleansing and purifying your system and reigniting you to a much higher level of vibration. So as you emerge into a higher frequency. And you can feel as your body comes into this, it begins to allow your whole system to be filled with tiny particles of light. And as more and more of these particles are being awakened within you, it's as if all the different codes of your consciousness are being awakened as you're shedding this skin, coming into a higher frequency, as if you already were that and you're letting go of the old heaviness or the baggage you've carried with you or anything that's been placed upon you or you've taken from others. It's as if you're finally leaving that behind, even though it's familiar. And you're coming into a whole new way of being. And as you do this, your physical body can feel again. And all these little particles of light, little starry frequencies, ignite every single cell in your body. And as you breathe, you feel this vibration moving through you, rushing through you, but feeling gentle. As much as it's moving at a quicker rate. So your body is being flushed. Your body is being washed. Your whole being, your whole pillar of light is being cleansed and purified. Dosana la kalakatari kusoniya wata. Noshiya wata lekele katari siyata shenyata. Eleveko shidiata leleku sa du wari sa shika leleka zaru tara tikara tutara zora ruashia waya zoa ya washi wawara dele aleloa ruasheleka Devere kurusha yaroduaya. This is about trust through transformation. Trust through the alchemical ways of transmutation. As you begin to shift and change because you are ignited again back to your original intention. And your whole being begins to sparkle. Like a sparkly, clean, high-frequency being of light. A starry being. A star being. Bashiatu walalakatarika sikilalakitale kurushia wa. Opening up your own stargate, your connection to your own star system that you're aligned with. Waya lu waya lu waya lu waya lu waya lu zaya ru waria waria ru 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 waria u ola ya ru o ya ru. Calming out your system. This is about liberation and freedom. Coming out of your own past. Bringing you forth as the being of wholeness. The being of light. The messenger of God. The frequency of God and Goddess, all that there is. Held within you and without. And being that in divine perfection. Lahua ruha leya roku Lahua laya uoru ya ru ya rar Alya rur aya rotu rush Jele la kura rura hiya hua As we diffuse you with deeper, richer light. Duru, deeper into your being. Duru, dari haru, duru, helali urushi uru, raiya. Deya wa wa ru, deya ru wa ru wa ru, jeji kutare, jeji kutare, hey 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 hey. Bawado do iau daie do iaru do adie uade iaru liushu. Feeling your pillar of light expanding even more, as if you're becoming a wide open being, allowing your heart to come through first, as if that's what's being shown to the world, an open heart. An open heart with absolute trust. And feel yourself as if you're healing your own heart. Feel yourself as if, as you come out into the world with an open heart, that others are drawn to you as you are to them. And you ignite others through the light and the love that comes through your heart center, back and front and all around. You become this whirling energy, like the whirling dervishes. You become a whirling energy of starry vibration, so that you're emanating light in all directions as you're moving around, as your whole being goes into movement. While you're holding this light, it's as if you can't stay still. You could just sit in your own space and move, so that you're feeling anchored into the earth. You're not moving directly around the room, you're just moving within your place. Your body begins to move and vibrate, but in a very gentle, graceful fashion. So you feel a sense of the vibration creating a sense of movement or a flow. And you begin to flow into your own rhythm. And you begin to come into your own space. And you begin to allow yourself to just be, as you accept the fullness of who you are. Saying to yourself, I accept that of who I am. I accept myself as an etheric spiritual being that has chosen to come into this incarnation, to be in this particular body, to be on the planet at this particular time. Allowing myself to now merge or emerge, merging with my own God presence, my own divine self and my body together, my mind, my body, and my spirit together through my heart, coming from the heart, through the body, the mind, and spirit. Bazashala karatura, lelegara dusharara batera barakira batera batera pishiata lali katara, tipakatara batera bakashakatara varate lelekata saya. Ombi shakarama, zoshele la kavera, zikishiwatara wayanakoawa. Allow yourself to just be. And sit for 5 more minutes on your own, just breathing with just being, and feel the vibration and the heat of your own light, of your own energy moving through your spine, helping you to be able to relax now, become more and more at ease, gently, just sitting quietly for another 5 minutes in silence. And then after that, when you are ready, you can then move forward with your eyes open into your day. Take 3 deep breaths, allowing yourself to be in this open space in a liberated, stabilized, peaceful way. So be it, and so it is. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be. Amen, 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 amen.